What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Friday, April 7th, 2017, and all I can say is, je suis Syrian, and welcome to the Trumpocalypse, because things are going to heck in a handcart right now. As you are probably aware, last night, the U.S. Bombed a Syrian airfield, cruise missile attack, on the 100-year anniversary of the entry into World War I. 100 years ago yesterday, the U.S. declared war against Germany in World War I, which is kind of weird because the war actually started between Austria-Hungary and Serbia. But you know how these things sort of mutate here. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today, obviously. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. The Lady Claire will be with us in hour number three, and Mike is in our control room ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And the hackers have been just pounding on my server all morning long. They are trying to find some way to shout down the outrage and anger of everybody over this incredible war crime that has taken place right before our eyes. Now, the U.S. government was claiming they fired 59 cruise missiles at this air base in Syria, from which they claim the mission that dropped the chemical weapons in Idlib was launched. It's also the air base that shot down the Israeli plane when Israel was bombing Syria a little while ago. And they're claiming the air base is almost completely destroyed. And actually, as usual, they're exaggerating what's going on. Apparently, six people were killed, some of them Russian, and that's going to complicate things. And nine aircraft were destroyed, six of them 1960s-era MiG-23s. So it is not really a spectacular victory, and here's where it gets interesting. 37 of the 59 cruise missiles missed entirely. Nobody knows where they went. Even the short-range Block 3 Tomahawk cruise missiles could fly all the way across Syria into Iraq, even into Iran. So it's a mess over there. I mean, huge, huge attack, not all that successful, and just complicating the situation in the Mideast to no end. And by the way, the main runway apparently is still unscathed at that airbase. They missed that too. Looking at the bomb damage assessment images after the attack, most of the craters are actually on the outskirts of the base. They weren't very accurate. Either the Tomahawk cruise missiles are built to the same high standards of quality as the F-22 and the F-35, or Syria and Russia are able to jam and misdirect them, either one of which should be a warning to the United States. Now, the Russian Ministry of Defense is saying this cruise missile attack had to be prepared a long time ago. It didn't just happen in the days since this false flag chemical weapons attack in Idlib. And we're talking about a greater than 50% failure rate on those Tomahawks, for whatever reason. Badly built, outdated, successfully jammed, interfered with. And everybody is basically outraged at the United States government for this, and so am I. I have never been as disgusted with and ashamed of the United States government as I am this very day. Article coming out of FortRus.com, World on Brink of Global Conflict. This thing is easily going to spiral out of control. And, of course, the war profiteers are banging their hands together. The central bankers are looking forward to all that rich harvest of debt from the war, because that's what war is. It's a giant machine into which they drop human beings, and out the bottom comes money. That's what they want to do this whole thing for. Another little article of concern, this is from Financial Times. Syria strike seen as both warning and incentive for North Korea. Analysts are saying that what the U.S. just did in Syria will encourage Pyongyang to accelerate their nuclear program. No kidding. Of course it will. After this harebrained and not to mention ineffectual attack on Syria, every world leader will be rushing to acquire nuclear weapons out of a fully justified fear that the U.S. government will attack them at any moment under some flimsy pretext. The United States government has shown itself to be recklessly aggressive. And if this does spin out of control, if it escalates, other nuclear-armed nations are going to be more willing to push that nuclear button out of a quite reasonable fear the U.S. will just strike first with nuclear weapons. Because after all, the United States is the only nation to ever actually use nuclear weapons against the civilians of another country. Now, Putin, needless to say, is outraged about this. He's saying that the U.S. attack on Syria violates international law. He is absolutely correct on that. The United States is not welcome in Syria. They do not have the permission of the Syrian government to be in there. They've been trying to get rid of Assad for going on 6 years. They tried that whole thing about Assad gassing his own people in 2013, 2014. That didn't work. So then they turned around and said, well, we're actually bombing Syria to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda. That didn't work, so now they're back to, we have to get Assad. And everybody sees what's going on. This is a violation of international law. The United States government is trying to take the position that they have a right to go in and blow up Syria because the Syrian government is using chemical weapons on their own people. Remember what happened down in Waco? The U.S. government gassed a church full of women and children to death with a banned chemical weapon. And under the U.S. government's logic, that gives every other nation on earth the right to militarily intervene in the United States of America. That's how ridiculous this thing is. Now, Rand Paul has correctly pointed out Trump has violated the Constitution by ordering an attack on Syria without a congressional measure. Remember, under the Constitution, only Congress can declare war against another country. Now, the War Powers Act does allow the president to deploy U.S. forces to deal with an immediate threat to the United States without Congress for a limited period of time, but that doesn't apply here. No Americans were killed in that supposed gas attack. No sovereign U.S. territory has been invaded or damaged by Syria. The War Powers Act does not apply. Now, ISIS is very grateful, because under the cover of the U.S. missile strike, they counterattacked near Palmyra, and they've gained ground. The U.S. is now helping ISIS in their fight against Assad. None of this makes any sense, if you really think about it. Now, Syria's government has deployed a special ISIS hunter unit to Palmyra because they can see where this is going to be going. I know the phone lines are really, really filled up, but I want to get through this serious stuff, and then I'll start taking phone calls here. Now, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is over there in Russia saying it's time for you to rethink your support for the Syrian government. He's not getting any traction at all because Russia knows that gas attack story was a big steaming pile of USDA choice bovine excrement. They're not buying it. They're not going to go along to be polite. Putin is furious. He's saying this is an illegal act of aggression, and he's already called off the agreement where the U.S. and Russia would communicate with each other to avoid any kind of clashes between U.S. and Russian troops. So now the possibility is open. If the U.S. invades Syria again, that they're going to come up against Russian forces. We're going to take a second here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who just now rejoined our network. And we're talking about the Russian reaction. Tillerson's over there saying, you've got to stop supporting Syria and let us go on in and take over the place. And Russia's not going to do it. I'll tell you that right now. Russia's going to draw the line in the sand right along that Syrian border with the Mediterranean. Russia's already out there saying the U.S. airstrikes in Syria came within an inch of a military clash with Russian forces. And as I said a little bit earlier, we're now finding out, yes, some Russians were killed in this strike on the airbase. Russia has already pledged to increase the effectiveness of Syrian air defenses, going to be sending them more anti-aircraft, anti-cruise missile, missiles, radar systems, all of that. They're going to start pouring it on in there, and I would not be surprised if Russia replaces those 9 airplanes, probably with something a little bit more modern than the MiG-23. And the Russian warship, the Admiral Grigorovich, which is one of their main battleships, is now in Syria. They were ordered out of the Black Sea following the airstrike on the base. They've now docked in Syria. And they are a very, very potent defensive platform. Now, here's an interesting story. And before I get into it, first of all, it was coming out of Tel Aviv. And the story originates with MEMRI, the Middle East Media Research Institute, which is a known Israeli propaganda front. What they do is they go to the Arab media and provide free English translations to the Western media, but the translations are always skewed and biased to favor Israel and make the Arab nations look bad. Remember when they were all screaming about how Ahmadinejad said he was going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth? And language experts said that wasn't what he said. He said that Israel will eventually vanish from the pages of history, which is very, very passive. MEMRI are the ones who took that statement and said, Assad says he's going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Now, if any of Trump's advisors were telling him that the American people were going to be on board with this thing, he is finding out now today that he's got a public relations nightmare on his hands. Some of his most influential supporters from last year are now slamming him for having broken this promise about no more foreign interventions. Nigel Farage took him to task. Just up one side and down the other. And is saying that voters are going to turn against Donald Trump. And yes, that's already going to start happening here. And he says, all of these interventions in the Middle East, they're always making things worse, never better. The only people who benefit from all this death and carnage and grief are oil companies, weapons makers, Israel, and the private central banks. Marine Le Pen, who was buddy-buddy with Donald Trump, is out there just savaging him, saying the U.S. is trying to be the policeman to the world. And again, this whole story about the gas attack was another obvious false flag. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, Hawaii's own representative, is out there saying the strike was reckless and short-sighted and can lead to nuclear war. Yes, it can. And because Gabbard is also a resident of Oahu, she understands that we're a target. All the communications for the Pacific Fleet go right through here in Pearl Harbor. We don't have a lot of ships. Most of the military assets are forward-based in places like Guam and Japan. But the communication nexus for it all is right here. But Trump has got a major political disaster on his hand. In fact, right now, his poll numbers are lower than Obama's worst poll numbers. That's how rapidly this deteriorated. So if he was being told that the American people were on board with this, he's finding out today that he got lied to again. What's it only been? 2.5 months and already he's a war criminal? I think that's a new record. All right, we're going to take some phone calls, clear the phone lines. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. You know, it feels like I got kicked in the head and stabbed while I'm down, or stabbed while I'm up and kicked in the head while I'm down. Donald Trump, I cannot believe, you know, I knew something was coming. And because, you know, Donald Trump, one thing that's weird, he says he never announces his plans, but from what I heard, didn't he tell the Russians a half an hour notice before they did the attack?
Well, that's what they're claiming. They were trying to get out there and say, you know, we're not going to war with the Russians. We're only attacking the Syrians. But some of the sources coming out of Russia are saying that, no, they didn't receive any kind of a notification. Because anybody that is going to notify the Russians, we're going to be attacking this airbase, they have to know the Russians are going to turn around and tell the Syrians. And now we're hearing that Russians were killed on the ground at that airbase. So I don't know how accurate that story is.
I'm hearing 14 now, Mike, and some of them fighting fires. Did you hear what Medvedev said? That he says, you know, this brings us to the brink of a conflict. I mean,
yeah.
The people he's got surrounding him are not good. When are people going to?
They're not good. They're not good. And you know, think about all those troops and all that military hardware that has been parked on the border with Russia. They're not there to work on their suntans.
It looks
like the U.S. is going to use Syria to get into war with Russia the way Roosevelt used Pearl Harbor to get us into war against Germany.
Mike, like you said, the Admiral Grigorovich is on its way.
Yep.
And it's not a battleship, it's a frigate, and it carries caliber cruise missiles, which are a hell of a lot more accurate than the old crappy Tomahawks, which obviously a quarter of them didn't even make it, or half of them didn't make it. But, yeah, I mean, there's going to probably be a Boré-class sub following it also. So we got some real freaking problems going on
here. It may already be there. We know that submarines regularly transit the Bosphorus without being seen.
And Tillerson also said that we don't see a role for Assad. So they basically are following the whole Obama, Hillary Clinton, neocon playbook.
Beginning of the week, Trump was saying Assad can stay if the Syrian voters vote him in. And then 48 hours later, they start the war. Now, a story I have gotten from some more than a few sources, okay, is that the congressional leadership went to Donald Trump and they basically laid down the law and said the war agenda must go forward. And following this gas attack, if you don't buy into this thing and order the cruise missile strike to proceed, then we're going to impeach you. And obviously all the Democrats in Congress are going to vote for impeachment and removal, and all the Republicans who are war hawks, and there's a lot of them, will support it. And so basically what I'm hearing is that Trump was handed an ultimatum. The wars are going to go forward no matter what you do. All you can decide is whether you're going to stay the president or not. And, you know, as of today, the same corporate media that was bashing Donald Trump, they're in love with him. CNN is in love with him. MSNBC is in love with Donald Trump. They think he's wonderful. They think he's great.
Brian Williams said it was a beautiful sight. I wonder if he's going to think it's a beautiful sight when he sees a mushroom cloud outside his window.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous, and I'm furious. Claire's upset, and she'll probably share some of that with you in hour number three. Anyway, Dustin, I'm going to let you go. We got a bunch of phone calls, and I want to get through them real quickly and get on back to this stuff because there's a lot more to come here. Richard in Chicago, aloha. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I've called in a couple times in the past. Richard Carey with Truth Cat Radio. I am just incredibly frustrated. I mean, all so much energy a lot of the independent media put into keeping Hillary Clinton out of office. One of the biggest reasons is because she's such a warmonger. And now with Trump, I don't know what to say. I mean, this is just... Yeah, I mean, clearly he's been compromised.
Yes. Yeah, that's the only possible explanation, because all joking aside, I don't think he's a stupid man. He has to understand that gas story really did not make any sense. The critical mistake was thinking that ordinary Americans were going to fall for it, especially after the last two attempts to frame Assad for using gas on his own people, plus that nonsense about Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe that the Americans, population is expected to be this stupid, and they've been trying to get Assad out for 6 years. I noticed this when it was first breaking last night with some of the independent media websites, and Investment Watch blog had a story up. It was entitled, U.S. Was Not Attacked. Trump's Strike on Syria Divides Lawmakers. And that story on Investment Watch blog has already been removed from the website. So
there's a lot of that going on here. I got an email here from somebody saying that on Fox News this morning, Craig Jarrett tried to justify the strike, saying that Syria had some of Saddam's nuclear weapons and we had to destroy them. So, I mean, they're just pulling this stuff out of their rear end is what they're doing, and flinging it at us. All right, we got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
When all this twists, was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take 5 more phone calls, the people who are already on hold, and then we're going to close the lines because we still got a lot of stuff to cover today. Steve in California, what's on your mind?
Mike, I share your anger and frustration this morning on this president who is talking out of the side of his mouth about peace and working with other world leaders for solutions to problems, you know, fair trade, increased commerce, the big lie from Donald Trump. Now he can call himself a war president. He's become the judge, the jury, the executioner. I'm very angry at this guy right now, very angry.
Okay, well, let's be fair here. It isn't just Donald Trump himself. We're obviously dealing with an entrenched war party with tremendous power and influence. I don't think Donald Trump came into the White House intending to push the war agenda. I think it's been forced on him, and somehow he has been compromised. He's been threatened. And as I said, what I'm hearing from a couple of well-placed sources is that the congressional leadership told Trump, either you go along with the war agenda or we have the votes to impeach you and remove you from office. And so the war is going to
grounds for impeachment. They're still pushing that Russia thing. They can't. That doesn't hold any water. The Russia thing, right?
Neither did the gas attack in Idlib. Okay. You know, but their approach right now is to make up some absolute fiction and then act as if it's true. And if you don't go along with it, you must be the enemy.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Mike. If this attack today, you expect more Syrian refugees to be leaving, and which is going to help the globalist agenda. So expect more of the more refugees coming into the country.
Yeah, and they're not going to be very, very happy with the countries they're moving to either, and that's a factor. All right, Steve, thanks a lot. We're going to switch over to Lou in California. Aloha, Lou. What's on your mind?
Mike.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Wie geht's? Guten Abend.
Gut, danke.
Hi, Mike. I'm having my lunch right now. But anyway, Mike, as far as you can tell, do you have what's the latest we know as from Tuesday as to who was, you know, if they're investigating who was really responsible for what happened? That
there's no investigation.
It was a war crime.
There's no investigation. Nobody has investigated. No investigation was all. This was a rush job. Tell the lie, drop the bombs. Nobody had a chance to react and push back and say, you know, remember the last two times we were lied to about Assad gassing his own people. The indications from the ground are it was a hoax. Some of the so-called dead bodies were videotaped moving. Some people are saying that the photos and videos are actually from another attack from months and years ago. There's more. We're going to be getting into that a little bit further in the show, reasons why this story just doesn't make any sense, okay?
Because, you know, I'm telling you, this whole thing, history is being repeated. This whole thing stinks. I was very suspicious from the start when I heard about this chemical attack. I was like, I don't like what I see here and stuff, and look what's happening at this point and stuff, you know? The Trumpster is getting blasted by the wrong people. He's surrounding. He's getting bad advice all over the place. So, you know, in Washington and stuff, you know. And I don't know what hope there is we've got, but I've been praying that, you know, there is, you know, that this war ends and that we don't get into any war with Iran and Russia and China, because, you know, it's going to be nothing but a disaster. And hopefully Trumpster will awaken soon enough before it's too late, you know, that this has got to stop, and we've got, you know, we've got to investigate who was really benefiting from this war crime on Tuesday.
We don't have to investigate. We already know who benefited and who didn't. Assad didn't benefit. There was absolutely no reason for him to do this. It gained him absolutely nothing. This was all for the benefit of the rebels and the U.S. war hawks and Israel and the military-industrial complex and the private central bankers who are loaning the money out for all of this nonsense.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know. All right, Mike. I'm just hoping that, you know, this will, you know, there'll be some hopes, and we got to keep on praying. You know, this whole country needs to pray. You know, that this gets resolved, you know, diplomatically soon, because everybody
needs to scream. I mean, if you're on your knees praying, you're exactly where they want you to be, because you're harmless. You need to get on the phones and fax machines and email and letters and just scream bloody murder that, you know, this is all a war crime. The gas attack was a false flag hoax, and we, the American people, do not believe this, and we do not support the U.S. government on this. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before I take these last three phone calls, I got to report this story. It's just now coming on out. In the best tradition of the U.S. government, which seems to follow the motto, if at first you don't succeed, lie again. And we have this evolution where there's the Idlib gas attack. Oh, it had to be Bashar al-Assad. Nobody's buying that. Assad had no reason to do it. Obviously, the U.S. and its war hawks did. And now we have this reader email saying that Fox News is saying, that Assad had some of Saddam's missing nuclear weapons and they had to be destroyed. And now Associated Press is saying the Pentagon suspects Russia directly participated in that Syrian chemical weapons attack. They're just ramping it up more and more. Oh, it's so horrible. They're following the big lie strategy. If the lie is big enough and shocking enough, people tend to believe it. And one of the big lies you've been told out of history was that Adolf Hitler, in his book Mein Kampf, advocated its use. No, if you actually read Mein Kampf, He was warning people that it was a propaganda technique they needed to be on guard with, or on guard against, as it were. Now then, here is a little dose of reality. The accusations that there had been a chemical weapon attack happened before the Syrian airstrike. Syria and Russia were saying, we think maybe one of our bombs touched off a rebel chemical weapon factory. Well, that's no longer operative. Apparently, the chemical attack was reported at 6 a.m. The airstrike was at 11 a.m., 5 hours later. The timing doesn't work out. So the Syrian warplanes had nothing to do with it. The Russian warplanes had nothing to do with it. It's just another U.S. government lie. Saddam has nukes. Trust us. The Lusitania wasn't smuggling weapons to Britain. Trust us. Oh, there was a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. Trust us. There were torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. Trust us. Pearl Harbor was a surprise. Trust us. The lies are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And when they realize nobody's buying the lies anymore, they'll pull another false flag. They'll set off something really big and say, ooh, look what North Korea and Russia and Iran and Syria and China and all those people just did to us. All right, let's take three more phone calls. Then we're going to close the lines because I got a lot of stuff to cover. Tom in Minnesota, aloha. Welcome to the show. Montana.
Minnesota.
In Minnesota was correct. Okay, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you're talking about their timing there. It's kind of like Building 7 still standing while they're announcing this down. They need to work on their scripts better. You think with their Hollywood connections, they could do something.
Well, the problem is they got very sloppy because over the last 50 years, it was very easy to fool the American people. I mean, if you go back now and you look at the materials that survived from the Kennedy assassination, it becomes very obvious the story was nonsense. And, when Kennedy was assassinated, I saved all the magazines and newspaper articles, and I didn't see anything wrong with them until Jim Garrison brought his case against Clay Shaw. Then I went back and I looked at them with fresh eyes, and immediately it leapt out. These things were faked. They were hoaxes. They were lies. And that was, that was my apotheosis, if you will. And we all need to go through that now and just say, we have been lied to so much, we refuse to be lied to ever again. All of you are all full of crud, and we are not going to listen to you anymore.
Yeah, and then Trump goes and uses colorful speech, to get your sympathy, And again, it should be, innocent babies, tiny babies writhing from these chemical attacks. At best, and again, it would be a tragedy if it was one. Say this happened to 12 babies and the number
that were attacked. Well, what about the 200 civilians, including children, that the U.S. bombed only a couple of weeks ago? Nobody seems to care
exactly
about them. What about all the children that starved to death in Iraq through years of economic blockade? I mean, Trump's sympathy is very misplaced. And I'm not interested in anything he has to say from this point on.
No.
Because he's compromised, he's controlled, he's sold out.
Yeah, you showed those pictures on your site of the children from this, just the bombing. And what about Madeleine Albright and all the millions that Iraqi babies are an acceptable loss? And droning funerals and weddings. And what about Trump's raid in Yemen where they acknowledge that non-combatant women and children were killed?
The corporate media is out there saying you don't want to care about those people. Only care about the ones we want you to care about to justify a war.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I wrote both my senators, and I told them Trump has just attacked a nation with 60 cruise missiles without authorization from Congress. He is now a war criminal and needs to be impeached immediately. And even if they don't agree with me, they at least know they've got one dissatisfied constituent.
To find out that they've got millions of dissatisfied constituents. Everybody listening to this show, you've got to make as much noise as you can for two reasons. One, to break past any illusions that the government has that the American people are on their side. Remember Nixon and that nonsense about the silent majority? Yes, there's protesters out there against the war, but really the silent majority are all in favor of the war in Vietnam. And that, of course, was another absolute piece of crap.
Right.
And we need to break past that. Second, it is important for the American people to send a message to the people of other nations. We're not believing the government's nonsense. And we are not supporting these wars of aggression. And we need to get that message out to the people of the world.
Yes, and listen to your callers and read the blogs on these websites. Trump has just lost his populist base. It's gone.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to be a one-term president if indeed he actually lasts his entire term, or if indeed we actually are still a nation to have elections in 2020. And at that point, that's an even money bet.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. John in Arkansas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, you're right. They got Donald Trump by the short hairs. Alexander Acosta, did you know that guy in Trump's cabinet, his labor secretary?
Yeah.
He was the district attorney for Southern Florida in 2006 and 2009. He's the one who gave the sweetheart deal to Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes.
And, I know you probably don't believe it, but the Black Book, you know, that's what Trump's name was found in there. You know, so, you know, they got him by the short hairs, and, you know, it feels bad to be lied to, right? Almost like kind of the way the Iraqi American troops, when they went to Iraq, thinking that they were, you know, come to terms with that.
WMDs all along. And by the way, I apologize. You're in Alaska, not Arkansas. It turns out my little list here of state abbreviations is actually incomplete. It doesn't have Alaska or Hawaii. Of course, I know Hawaii when I see it.
It's okay. That's fine. But here's the real story you gotta look at. I don't know if you reported it yet, but Russia sent their their destroyers or cruisers to go basically confront our ships that launched the $95 million rocket.
We did cover that.
You know,
we did cover that. Yeah, Putin is obviously going to draw the line in the sand. Right there, it's Syria, and this is really going to get ugly. Anyway, listen, John, I need to let you go. I'm going to take one more phone call, then we have to close the lines because I'm falling way behind on the talking points. Anthony in California, aloha. What is on your mind today?
Yes, hi, Michael. How are you?
Well, you know, considering that we're on the verge of mushroom clouds all over this rock, I'm holding together.
You know, I just can't get over the shock that Trump, invaded Syria, and I supported the man, and I voted for him, and now this happens.
Before we go there, you know, I think there's too much focus on Donald Trump, because obviously if Hillary had stolen the election, this cruise missile attack probably would have happened a month ago. Okay, and I honestly, as angry and disappointed as I am, I honestly think Trump has just been corralled, compromised. And like I said, the word I'm getting from my deep sources is that the leadership in Congress said the war agenda is moving forward. No matter what you do, all you can choose is whether you're going to remain the president or not. And that was the deal that was given to him.
Well, in that case, then, what can he do to fulfill some of his campaign promises to the American people, if these people, the New World Order establishment in Washington, has him by what you might call it, you know?
Well, I imagine Trump has already kept many of his campaign promises. Let's not lose sight of that. And I think what the people controlling Donald Trump are probably going to do is, you know, they're going to constrain him to the things they consider to be important points, and the rest of it, Donald Trump can go play with Glass-Steagall or all this other stuff. But at this point, it's very obvious that the president of the United States does not have the power and authority that we all imagine. We're not dealing with a president that's gone rogue. We're dealing with an entire government that's gone rogue. It's a systemic problem.
I just hate to see when there's an economic crash or something that there's a civil war, you know, within the country itself, you know.
I don't want to see that either. I don't want to see any more external wars. I don't want to see an internal war. the absolute worst thing that could happen to our nation is to be involved in a world war that we're going to lose and have a civil war at the same exact time, because that's never worked out in history. King well, John had to deal with that. The last emperor of the Western Empire, what was it, Valian, I think, had to deal with that as well.
Well, Mike, you know, at this point, you know, will you know, the question is, you know, will Trump go into Syria now, knowing that Russia has drawn the line?
Well, it would be a mistake, and obviously it was a mistake to send in the cruise missiles anyway, because nobody's buying the cover story. Nobody is buying the cover story, and right now the rest of the world is waking up and realizing the United States government is a loose cannon on deck. They can destroy anybody at whim, and I can't think of anything that's going to unite the rest of the world against the United States than what Donald Trump did last night.
Well, you know, at this point, what can our country do to avoid, you know, any more new world orders that Trump has to get to go into Syria?
Well, at this point, I think we have to stop using the phrase "the country" because it's already split into two parts. There's the U.S. federal government with its war agenda, and there's we, the American people. And right now, like I said, the most important thing that anybody can do is to speak out to their family, to their friends, point out how ridiculous this story about Assad gassing his own people was, all three times that they've tried it, remind them about the lie about Saddam's nukes, and just tell them we're on the verge of a world war that could go nuclear, and whether it goes nuclear or not, the United States is probably going to lose it, and the bankers who are financing all of this thing could care less who wins or
that's
loses, because
right.
they're making money off of both sides.
That's right, Michael. They don't give a, you know, whatchamacallit about us. You know, we're just peasants, you know, to be exterminated, you know, if it comes down to be made
money off of, force us to buy vaccines that may be harmful if they make us sick. You know, we have to buy more medicine. That's all we're walking wallets to the elites, and that's all we are. And that's exactly how they treat us. Anyway, Anthony, I'm going to let you go. We are closing the phone lines until further notice because I got to get back to this. Now, Donald Trump apparently realizes now that he has a huge public relations nightmare on his hand. And he's out there trying to defend the airstrikes on Syria as vital to our national security. So, Don, what Americans were killed in that supposed gas attack in Idlib? What sovereign American territory was attacked, invaded, or damaged by Syria? Because absent that, you're not talking about national security. You're talking about economics, conquest, invasion, and stealing other people's wealth to try and pay your way out of this hopelessly unpayable debt created by the private central banks. Now, Donald is already out there trying to spread the blame. He's out there trying to spread the blame. He's out to say that all of his national security team all agreed that the Syria strike, they all agreed. Don't look at me. They all agreed. They said it was a good thing. All right, so they're all morons and war criminals. That doesn't make this any less of a crime. Rubio's happy about it. McCain's ecstatic. Hillary's on board. She's out there cheering him on. Now that Donald Trump is being a good little boy for the war agenda, everybody loves him again. Somebody asked Senator McCain how he expected Russia to react to this, and McCain came on back and said, I don't care. I don't give a darn. I wonder how he'll feel when there's a mushroom cloud out his office window. Chuck Schumer's cheering Trump on. Nancy Pelosi is cheering Trump on. These were all the people who were dead set against him. ISIS and Al-Qaeda are praising Donald Trump's attack, even though ISIS and Al-Qaeda didn't elect him. A little something to keep in mind there. Of course, Netanyahu is out there saying he supports Trump's decision to bomb Syria. Netanyahu always supports it when American weapons are used to destroy Israel's enemies. That's always a sweet deal for him. Hillary Clinton apparently came out only a couple of days ago saying it's time to destroy Assad's airfields. Like, she already knew this was going to happen. Angela Merkel is sort of supportive with a qualifier saying that, yes, the strikes were justified by the horrific war crimes being committed by Assad, but really a political solution would have been better. Well, actually, there was a political solution on the way. They were having peace talks up there in Brussels. And that's another reason this Assad gassing his own people story doesn't pass the sniff test. Everybody was talking peace and final settlement. Trump said Assad could stay on. Assad was winning the war. He had no reason to do this stunt. His enemies did. It is such an obvious false flag. And they got to think you're all a bunch of clueless morons to have even thought this was going to have any chance of being a success. Which is why now they're upping the ante. Oh, Assad had Saddam's nuclear weapons. Russia took part in it. It's horrific. Putin has a Death Star. We must go to war. We'll be back after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. A global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women,
children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And obviously, Trump is trying to get world leaders and politicians and celebrities to come on board and say, yes, it was a wonderful thing that he did. To be counting ISIS and Al-Qaeda as on his little cheering squad shows how desperate he is, because certainly the majority of opinion around the world is not very good of Donald Trump and the U.S. government's actions here. A U.S. state senator, Richard Black, maybe he reads my website, because he was on TV saying, why would Assad attack civilians instead of the rebels with the sarin gas? It's irrational. And he's absolutely right. The story just does not make any sense at all. It never did. Former British ambassador to Syria, Peter Ford, is saying Assad was not behind the chemical attack. And he says those calling for intervention in Syria are like dogs returning to their own vomit. It's a rather ugly image, but I think he's absolutely right, because we've seen this vomit before. Saddam's nukes. Assad gassed his people 2013. Assad gassed his people 2014. Article coming out of RIMF.com. It's WMD all over again. Why don't you see it? Well, actually, I think pretty much everybody does see it. I have not met anybody in person who is buying this story. Not a single one. Now, remember, we did some flashback stories the other day where the Pentagon trained Syria's Al-Qaeda rebels in how to use these chemical weapons. There was an article that came out in 2013. It was yanked from the website shortly thereafter, but it appeared in The Mail Online. This was the headline: U.S.-backed plan to launch chemical weapon attack on Syria and blame it on Assad's regime. That's clearly what has happened here. And everybody's looking at this dramatic reversal. Article out of Politico: Trump's Syria whiplash. President Trump went from saying Bashar Assad could stay to bombing Syria in mere days. Donald Trump is on a leash and somebody yanked it good and hard. Another article out here from Prison Planet: just say no. Trump being pressured by neocons to attack Syria. I'm pretty sure Trump can resist pressure. I think he was threatened, either with removal from office or something worse. And going back to 2013, Trump put out an all-caps tweet: don't attack Syria. It's an attack that will bring nothing but trouble for the U.S. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.